Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wow, I finally got us into the Blog Talk Radio family. You know, I tell you, I am out of town and I don't have my laptop, right? And everything, I was trying to pull everything together and it's just amazing. But we're going to get started with a song, and then we're going to bring in our beautiful, beautiful queen, Arlene, Angie Wyman, the Lord's Prayer.
I know you know the story when the disciples asked the Lord how they should pray. I wasn't there, but I can't imagine that they may have sound something like this. How shall we pray? 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 Here's what the Lord told them. thank you so much. God bless your heart.
Good morning. Good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey. And I'm going to turn it over to Queen Arlene, who is going to pray us in and give us a meditation as well. We just want to thank you for the gift of Queen Arlene. Good morning. Good morning, Arlene.
Good morning. Good morning. And good morning, Love Journey family. So this is a combination of a meditation and a prayer. And the meditation is to bring us into alignment with bring our vibration into alignment with source, and the prayer is just stating what it is that we are bringing. I am speaking to the divine I am in you. So take three cleansing breaths. Just close your eyes if you can, and take three cleansing breaths. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. One more time. Inhale. And exhale. And in my God, I want you to see a golden beam of light that starts above the crown of your head. And this light comes from the source of creation, this golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation. Feel it come down from your crown. Inside of your head, outside your face, this golden beam of light. Anywhere this light touches, brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation. Looking down the face. Your neck. Your shoulders. Your chest. Your finger being light. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation. Feel it go down your arms, and then your torso, and your fingertips, the golden beam of light, and everywhere this light touches, brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation. Feel it go down your hips. Your thighs, this golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation. Feel it down your knees, your calves, your feet, your soles of your feet to the center of the earth. Feel that golden beam of light move through the earth's layer to the center of the earth. Allow yourself to stay here for a moment and resonate with the whole perfect and complete vibration of the source of creation. Now feel that golden beam of light make its way back to you. you will consider it finished. We will come to the toes of your feet, of your feet, of your legs, to your calves, this golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches, brings you into complete, whole, perfect, and complete alignment with the first creation. Feel it go up your knees, your thighs, your hips, your golden beam of light. Feel it go up through your fingertips, your torso, up your arms, your chest, this golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation. Up your chest, your shoulders, your neck, your face, the back of your head and sides. Feel that golden beam of light. Continue to go up, through your crown, back up to the source of creation. And everywhere this light has touched has brought you into complete alignment with source's vibration. Father, Mother God, illuminate the divine I am that is within us, with the divine I am that outside of us. Everyone within the sound of my voice, see themselves as you see them, whole, perfect, and complete. Bring healing and wholeness to the mind, bodies, and spirit of everyone within the sound of my voice. Bring healing and wholeness to our finances, our relationships, and any areas of our lives that you that they deem necessary to be healed. Reveal to us what needs to change and be released. Dissolve the fear, dissolve the doubt, dissolve the resistance, and dissolve the feelings of undeservedness. Let us stand and feel the absolute knowing that all is well. Let us stand and feel your presence. Let us illuminate your grace. Let your grace fill us. Help us to release our expectations of what our lives should look like, because your dream for us is bigger than anything that we can dream for ourselves. Help us to surrender and trust you, God. Let us resonate with the whole, perfect, and complete I am. There is anything missing from this prayer, please take it out of our consciousness and put it on thy altar seat and make it manifest to your divine will. And I say this through the consciousness of Christ, Amen, Ashe, and so it is.
Wow. If you want to get in contact with Ms. Queen Eileen, can you share your information and Blog Talk Radio Show and different things that you do, Queen?
If you want to reach me, you can call me at area code 973-835-6930, or you can reach me on Facebook. My name there is Eileen Kapet, that's K-A-H-U-T. You can also reach me through my website at www.healingparadigms.com. That's HEALINGPARADIGMS.com.
And you can hear her on this blog talk, can you give us the day and time and the name of the show?
Yes. I do two shows. I have one coming up on the last Thursday of this month, that's Healing Paradigm, Family Healing Circle. Also, every second Thursday of the month, I do a show with Brother Harvey L. Bailey called One Love, One Connection, One Us. And, you know, and that comes on at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, both of those shows.
And can you share the number? Do you have the phone number, or do you want to give it later?
No, I could go ahead and give it now. I didn't have it broke up.
You don't want to miss the beautiful shows that she does. They are amazing on Blog Talk Radio. But make sure you tune in and listen to Queen Arlene, the Healing Paradigm,
yeah.
And One Love. You got it?
Yeah. The phone number for the show is area code 646-929-0630.
All right. Mrs. Queen Arlene, thank you so much. That was a beautiful prayer and a beautiful, beautiful meditation. I appreciate you.
Thank you. And thank you for letting me be of service.
Yes, yes. All right. Good morning, family. This is the YouTube band right here to the Love Journey. And I tell you, it's been a really interesting morning. So, you know, I'm in the East Coast time zone. So I got up at 6 and I was already, but really I got up at 5:30 and was already had everything ready. And then I realized I'm ahead. So I lay back across the bed and before I know it was 7 o'clock. I was like, oh my God. So, but I give thanks for this opportunity to be in here in North Carolina. I tell you, I had the opportunity to go to the Maya Angelou, Women Who Lead Luncheon this weekend, my daughter's second year anniversary, and her housewoman. So it's been a great time with my family here in North Carolina. I tell you, I give love to God. I just kept praising God. But I want to say thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey. Today we're going to talk about the mindset behind success. And I got some people I want to read to you, people who became very, very successful and made lots of money with crazy ideas. But you never know what idea can take you to that next level. I told Ricky, I said, I'm going to call this the rich, the lifestyles of the rich and not so famous. So welcome to the lifestyle of the rich and not so famous. We're going to be starting with this little clip called The Mindset Behind Success.
What do you want out of life?
I don't know. To be happy?
To be happy.
I want the American dream. I want to be happy.
I am the only problem I will ever have. And I am the only solution. I am the only problem I will ever have, and I am the solution.
Well, I mean, positively and negative. I mean, you attract. Now, you know, not just what you fear, you attract what you feel, what you are, what you attract.
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
on your mind. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
like
exactly.
The law of physics. I don't know how anybody can disagree with that. Ask any physicist, they'll tell you that it's true.
I become what I think about all day long. And once you know that what you think about is what expands, you start getting real careful about what you think about. You don't allow your thoughts to be on anything that you don't want or that you wouldn't want to have manifest or show up for you in your life.
You know, I believe in the law of attraction, and I believe that that you can speak things into existence, and I believe that when you know where you're going and you know what you want, the universe has a way of stepping aside for you.
You have to understand, you are a man.
It's our intention. Our intention is everything. Nothing happens on this planet without it. Not one single thing has ever been accomplished without intention.
Einstein's most famous quotes, he said, imagination is more important than knowledge.
Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world. Logic will get you from A to B, but imagination will take you everywhere.
I think my imagination has always kept me going, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, just imagine myself collecting awards. Just imagine myself, you know what I mean, getting big parts. Imagine myself working with the greatest actors. Everybody can imagine themselves, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what, actually, yeah, I can see myself, you know, being an influencer in clothes, you know what I mean? Because I can make that happen. I can make that happen.
You got to understand something about like attracts like. If you see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand.
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen.
You are a magnet. Whatever you are, that's what you draw to you. If you're negative, you're going to draw negativity. You're positive, you draw positive. You're a kind person, more people are kind to you.
This is the law of attraction, and you have to, in the struggle, you know, when things are going good and you visualize these good things happening, you visualize more good things happening, that's easy. What's not easy to do is when things are going bad and you're visualizing the good stuff.
That's what freezes people. When you're trying to figure out your life all the way to the end, when you can't figure it out, it freezes you from trying it because you go, oh, well, I can't figure that out. Oh, I can't go over there because I don't know how. You don't have to know how. You have to ask, believe, and receive.
Don't allow anybody else's opinions. Don't allow what it says on the internet. Don't allow the research. Don't allow what anybody out there tells you is possible or not possible for you.
There are many ways to get the things that we want for ourselves in our lives. But basically, it all begins with how we choose to think.
I visualize, I'm sitting here holding the steering wheel, visualizing a brand new car, and visualizing good things in times of struggle. And that when you can do that, I think that really makes that law of attraction work. I think it really attracts to you more.
I very often watch a lot of young people sort of meander around without any idea about why they're doing what they're doing. I mean, to want and to be ambitious and to want to be successful is not enough.
Wow. You tuned into the love journey. And that was the mindset behind success. The one thing that I took away from there that was really, really interesting when I was just listening, even when you're in the midst of whatever, to still see yourself, visualize yourself, even in the midst of the process. And I think that might be the most difficult part for people. And I think that might be why poverty is a cycle, because people usually only bring into their experience what they see. And so a lot of times people are not seeing past what the appearance in the physical world. And I think that's the real key. That might be a real key right there. So I read this article and I wanted to share with you guys. I thought it was really, really interesting. 10 weird ways to become insanely rich. And I thought, wow. He said, if you analyze the list of the richest people in the world, you'll see a lot of bankers, oil tycoons, real estate magnates, trust fund babies, and the whole slew of similar boring but very profitable career paths. But that doesn't mean you can't still get rich with the weird and creative ideas. So we thought it would be fun to take a look at some people that didn't just get a little rich but actually made insane fortunes in weird ways. Hopefully these entrepreneurs will inspire you to come up with the next billion-dollar idea from scratch. And I hope it does inspire you to get that billion, not million with the M, but B, baby, B, billion-dollar idea. So the first person we're going to talk about, he joined the circus. You want to make a ton of money? Start practicing walking on stilts, eating fire, acrobats, and juggling, because you can make a ton of money if you join the circus. Actually, you can't just join the circus. You need to create your own, like Guy Liberté. He was a homeless Canadian street performer. And when he created Cirque du Soleil to celebrate Canada's 450th anniversary, you know, the show was such a huge success that it began to tour the nation into sold-out crowds. Today, Cirque du Soleil is an enormously popular international sensation with over 4,000 employees in 40 countries and annual revenues of $800 million. For this hard work and ingenuity, Guy Liberté has been rewarded with a personal net worth. And let me say, 1.8 billion with a B dollars just from an idea. Now, let me remind you, he was homeless and he became a Canadian street performer. He went from homeless to $1.8 billion. How about creating energy drink? Number two. Over the last decade, energy drinks have grown into a $10 billion annual industry. And if you happen to be one of those top brands, you no doubt are very happy, very wealthy, and very energized person. But in the mid-1980s, Austrian Dietrich Mateschitz bought the rights to a little-known Thai beverage company called Krating Dang. Mateschitz spent the next 20 years transforming that drink into Red Bull, and in the process created a $9.2 billion fortune for himself. Let me make sure you heard that, $9.2 billion with a B for himself. Mateschitz also owns a Formula One racing team, two soccer clubs, and a private island in paradise. In Fiji. Come on, y'all. You practically can't turn on the television nowadays without seeing a commercial for 5-Hour Energy. You might be surprised to learn that the founder, Majaj Bhagavi, is a former Indian monk. Bhagavi is the founder of Living Essentials, which produces and distributes wildly successful 5-Hour Energy drinks. Today, 5-Hour Energy sells over 10 million bottles a week. And Mr. Bhagavi has earned himself a personal net worth of $1.3 billion. Now, just in case you missed it, the first energy drink was Red Bull, and his name is Mateschitz. And his name is Dietrich Mateschitz. And his drink is called Red Bull. Minaj Bhagavi drink is 5-Hour drink. Red Bull owner made $9.2 billion. And Mr. Bhagavi, who owns 5-Hour energy drink, is $1.3 billion. So they're both billionaires. I tell you, from just creating an energy drink. All right. How about salsa? Did you know that salsa can make you a billion-dollar industry? Well, let's talk about it. Christopher Goldsberry. He's made a lot of smart moves in his life. First, he married a woman whose father owned a Pace salsa factory in 1967. And over a 20-year period, he rose from a lonely vegetable cutter on the production line to president of the company. And along the way, Goldsberry and his wife bought out the family share and ran the company themselves until their divorce back in 1987. Christopher paid his wife $95 million for her half of the business, which he then grew like gangbusters over the next decade. In 1996, Goldsberry sold the privately owned place, to Campbell Soup. All right, y'all, waiting to hear what he netting himself $1.3 billion net worth. Wow. Now, this one's going to blow your mind. A Stanford professor. Now, teachers don't really make a lot of money, right? Well, Stanford professor David Sheraton certainly found a creative way to supplement his paltry teacher salary. And over the years, Sheraton has made small investments in his students' ideas that have become massive successes. His first hit was with the graduate student and future Sun Microsystems founder, Andy Bekelschwein. Sheraton invested Bekelschwein's server technology idea, which would eventually be acquired by Cisco Systems, making them both a nice profit. But let me just tell you, but Sheraton's biggest hit didn't come until he wrote a $100,000 check to two young graduate students named Larry Page and Sergey Brin, who wanted to revolutionize the search engine. The pair used the money to found our most famous search engine, which is Google. Have you heard of it? I'm sure you have. Today, David Sheraton's $100,000 investment, guess what, y'all, is worth $2.3 billion. Woo-hoo. Oh, man, this stuff has been, this is amazing. All right. Lifestyle of the rich and not so famous. The next one is help people get skinnier. There are a lot of overweight people who are willing to spend tons of money to lose weight. But S. Daniel Abraham was one of the first people to try and capitalize on Americans' expanding waistline. He released a series of failed products, including a weight loss gum, until he hit the jackpot with the Slim Fast line of low-carb shakes. And over the next 20 years, Slim Fast grew into a consumer package good until the company was sold to Unilever for $2.3 billion in $2,000. And when the deal was done, S. Daniel Abraham's net worth was worth $2.1 billion. Today, Abraham uses his fortune to promote peace in the Middle East and to improve nutrition in America. Come on, what you can do with billions of dollars, you can change the world. Okay, number six, help people even look skinny. That's the idea of exercise. And eating a balanced diet and drinking a Slim Fast shake once a day makes your stomach turn, then you're probably not going to lose weight. But don't worry, it's not hopeless. If you can't seem to lose the weight, at the very least you can appear yourself through the body shaping undergarments. Or better yet, build the largest body shaping company in the world so you're rich enough to not care about being fat. That's exactly what Sarah Blakely did when she invented Spanx in 2000. Blakely started Spanx in her living room with a marketing book she bought at Barnes & Noble. Sales of Spanx were slow at first, but once Oprah endorsed the slimming pantyhose on her show, sales exploded. Sarah Blakely still owns 100% of Spanx and has a net worth of $1 billion, impressively. Blakely hasn't let her newfound wealth go to her waist. What a pun on words. All right. Number seven. Make people look cool when they exercise. I know that's right. Not long ago, looking cool while exercising was virtually impossible. Not only that, but the prevailing athletic company options were incredibly uncomfortable for anyone working out at a strenuous pace. The fabrics were heavy, did not breathe. Everything changed with the advent of two companies, Lululemon for women and Under Armour for men. Lululemon's revolutionary tight black pants allow women flexibility and comfort while doing sports like yoga. It also made them look incredibly sexy while performing everyday errands. Today, Lululemon's founder, Chip Wilson, guess what, y'all? He's worth $2 billion. But on the other side of the card, Kevin Plank, was the self-described sweetest guy on the football field, and thus Under Armour Inc. was born. Under Armour used a synthetic material that was 100 times more breathable than cotton. Like Spanx, sales struggled at first, but after Plank placed a $25,000 ad in ESPN magazine, the company sent on to generate over $1 million in revenue. And today, family, Under Armour is a public company with Plank still owning the majority of shares, giving him a net worth of $4 billion. Come on, family. Whew. Now, this number 8 gonna blow your mind. Do you play with dials? I'm talking about a dial, y'all. After a failed acting career, 20 years working at a toy company, Ty Warner quit and moved to Italy for a prolonged vacation. And while on vacation, he had an epiphany. Oh, a wild epiphany. Warner immediately returned to Michigan, where he mortgaged his house, launched Ty Inc. And you may not have heard of Ty Inc., but you probably heard of their most famous product line. Come on, family. I know you all heard of the Beanie Babies. Warner turned out to be a brilliant marketer. He used limited production, secretive releases to build anticipation, create excitement around, the excitement around his line of dial. Ty's formula worked very well in 1995, and at the peak of the Beanie Babies craze, Ty Incorporated had profits of over $700 million. Warner used these profits to build an empire, which today includes the Four Seasons Hotel in New York City, the Four Seasons in Santa Barbara, a luxury ranch in Montecito, a resort in Hawaii, and today, Ty Warner's net worth is $2.4 billion. And it all started with a dial, y'all. Just a dial. Come on, y'all. You know if they can do it, we can do it. Now think about this, family. A comic book. Collect comic books. Isaac Perlmutter came to America from Israel in his early 20s with less than $250 to his name. His first job was hanging out at the Jewish cemetery, where he translated funeral service for tips. Over the next 20 years, Perlmutter clawed his way up the world of wholesale trading. He formed a business that specialized in moving unsold merchandise for companies like Coleco Toys. He would pay pennies on the dollars for unwanted items and then sell the goods at a small profit. But by the 90s, Isaac and a partner were able to purchase the bankrupt Marvel Enterprises for practically nothing. As CEO of Marvel Comics, Perlmutter completely revitalized the brand with a string of successful blockbuster movies, toys, and comics. In 2005, Marvel was sold to Disney in a deal, now listen to this, family, that paid Perlmutter over $800 million in cash, but also that gave him $600 million in Disney stocks. Today, Isaac Perlmutter has a net worth of $3.5 billion. Wow. Well, here's a few other random ideas. Lonnie Johnson, African-American man, worth $350 thanks to his invention, the Super Soaker water gun. And then how about John Paul Jajania is worth $4 billion because he owns Paul Mitchell, line of shampoo, family. A shampoo. Come on, y'all, shampoo. Michael Flatley is worth $300 million thanks to the Riverdance. Yes, that's right. Riverdance, the Irish line dancing that was huge in the 90s, worth $300 million. Now, Gabe Newell is worth $1.5 billion thanks to his video game company called Valve Corporation, which created titles like Half-Life, Counter-Strike, and Portal. S. Truett Cathy was worth $6.6 billion thanks to fast food restaurant Chick-fil-A. Yes, he died September 2014. Wow. Just think about that. Think about that. Small ideas turn into these major, 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 major money attracting millions and billions and billions of dollars. I tell you. Small ideas. I always think about Reverend Ike. Reverend Ike always said this. It's not money that make money. He said it's ideas that make money. Whew. Can you imagine a Dow company? Salsa. And so I just wanted to just share with you a few really creative ideas that turned into billions and billions of dollars. So today, as we move through life, maybe we should ask for the next $1 billion or $1 million idea. What an interesting thought process. I love the guy. After he sold his company, decided to not only his company, but he went in the Middle East to bring peace to the Middle East. Just think of all the things we can do when we see ourselves bringing in that kind of money. Just from a really interesting idea. I was like, wow, money. How powerful it is when we can bring in that kind of money and change the world. Change the world with an innovative idea. So that's just a few people that I want to share of my rich, the lifestyle of the rich and not so famous people. Wow. And next Monday, I'm going to tell you about a guy who, two guys, one was a librarian and one was a janitor who made $8.5 million. Wow. Is that powerful? So I guess money is not necessarily how much you make, huh? A janitor making very little money as a janitor. Saved and invest and made millions and millions of dollars. Now, any questions, comments, or concerns? Gossip or press one. Did it do for you what it did for me when I was reading? No way. What is that? All right, no questions, no comments, no thought process, no million-dollar ideas y'all want to give away. All right, well, thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey on this day. I am so grateful of all the places you could have tuned in. You tuned in to the Love Journey this morning. I tell you, I am so excited and on fire, ready for my million, billion-dollar idea to move the land. Yes, 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 family. So with that being said, I'm going to leave us again, plant the mindset of success. And you might even think about it differently when you listen to it this time. Wow. Whew, I tell you, I'm so excited. I'm just sitting here looking at God, thanking God for all this amazing beauty and presence in our world. And something as simple as dowels and salsa, clothesline. Can you imagine? I'm sure you can. So, family, know this. Know that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember, don't just dream it, but live it. And we can see that we can live our dreams if we just believe. the mindset behind success.
What do you want out of life?
I don't know. To be happy?
To be happy.
I want the American dream. I want to be happy.
I am the only problem I will ever have. And I am the only solution. I am the only problem I will ever have, and I am the solution.
Well, I mean, positively or negative. I mean, you attract. No, you know, not just what you fear, you attract what you feel, what you are, what you attract.
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
on your mind. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
exactly.
The law of physics. I don't know how anybody can disagree with that. Ask any physicist, they'll tell you that it's true.
I become what I think about all day long. And once you know that what you think about is what expands, you start getting real careful about what you think about. You don't allow your thoughts to be on anything that you don't want, or that you wouldn't want to have manifest or show up for you in your life.
You know, I believe in the law of attraction, and I believe that that you can speak things into existence. And I believe that when you know where you're going and you know what you want, the universe has a way of stepping aside for you.
You have to understand, you are a man.
It's our intention. Our intention is everything. Nothing happens on this planet without it. Not one single thing has ever been accomplished without intention.
Einstein's most famous quotes, he said, imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world. Logic will get you from A to B, but imagination will take you everywhere.
I think my imagination has always kept me going, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, just imagine myself collecting awards. Just imagine myself, you know what I mean, getting big parts. Imagine myself working with the greatest actors. Everybody can imagine themselves, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what, actually, yeah, I could see myself, you know, being an influencer in quotes, you know what I mean? Because I can make that happen. I can make that happen.
You got to understand something about like attracts like. If you see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand.
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen.
You are a magnet. Whatever you are, that's what you draw to you. If you're negative, you're going to draw negativity. You're positive, you draw positive. You're a kind person, more people are kind to you.
This is the law of attraction, and you have to, in the struggle, you know, when things are going good and you visualize these good things happening, you visualize more good things happening, that's easy. What's not easy to do is when things are going bad and you're visualizing the good stuff.
That's what freezes people. When you're trying to figure out your life all the way to the end, when you can't figure it out, it freezes you from trying it because you go, oh, well, I can't figure that out. Oh, I can't go over there because I don't know how. You don't have to know how. You have to ask, believe, and receive.
Don't allow anybody else's opinions. Don't allow what it says on the internet. Don't allow the research. Don't allow what anybody out there tells you is possible or not possible for you.
There are many ways to get the things that we want for ourselves in our lives. But basically, it all begins with how we choose to think.
I visualize, I'm sitting here on the steering wheel visualizing a brand new car, visualizing good things in times of struggle. And that when you can do that, I think that really makes that law of attraction work. I think it really attracts to you more.
I very often watch a lot of young people sort of meander around without any idea about why they're doing what they're doing. I mean, to want and to be ambitious and to want to be successful is not enough.
Oh, it's just not enough then. It's not enough. Family, no, you can do it. All right, we're going to end with Tony, Tony, Tony. I can't keep it to myself.
Oh, come on, baby. Please, please, come on. Don't tell nobody. Come on, we could have did it by now. Come on, come on.
Thank you.
All right, family. Go forth and have an amazing day. I'll see you later.